Speaking on this program is Brother Kevin Key.
Does the Bible condone or condemn tattoos? Should Christians get them? I remember as a young boy, I wanted to get a tattoo, and I wanted a tattoo of Superman. And then I thought about, and I didn't get it. I remember also, I thought about going into the Air Force, and I wanted to get a tattoo that said Mom. Guess where we get those? From commercials and advertisements, correct? Some try to condemn the tattoos from using the Old Testament Scripture. And a passage that is usually presented is the book of Leviticus chapter 19 and verse 26. If you read from that context, the King James actually, I believe, uses the term tattoo or marking. In that, if one is reading it just from a surface, just reading that verse alone, you might deduce that what is under consideration there is a modern day tattoo. In this, though, the context condemns engaging in pagan rituals that were performed over the dead. That's the overall broad context of what's going on there. It does not literally deal with tattoos. However, I do want to offer some biblical principles for our consideration. Our body does not belong to us. Our bodies belong to the Lord. And friends, this is not only the case when it comes to tattoos. This would be the case when it comes to anything that we would do that would mark or that would hinder our body being able to glorify God. Our bodies belong to God, and we must glorify God with our bodies. In like figure, a person should think about the future. I read a cartoon the other day on Facebook where these two old guys were sitting around and one was showing his tattoo and he says, "What in the world is that?" And he said, "It used to be a battleship." And he says, "Well, it looks like a dried up prune now." The way that it looks today is not the way that it's going to look tomorrow. The older we get, things change. But then in like figure, our influence. We had a man in Pennsylvania who had tattoos all the way up and down him. And others, I might say also. But this one individual, he was in the military. He got tattoos when he was in the military. When he got out, he had gotten other tattoos. And some of them were kind of devilish in regard to the things that they would have said or presented. And I sat with him on a number of occasions, and he says, "I wish that I had known then what I know now. I wish that I could have them removed." And you can. It's costly, but it's also, my understanding, would be very painful. And maybe in some cases they can't even remove them. I'm not sure on that. But in that, he said that people would look at him differently than what they would other members of the church. And I would agree with that. Is that sometimes, and I know we're not supposed to judge one another, but at the same time, it may hinder us in being able to talk with individuals about the Lord. And therefore, we need to be thinking about the future. It is not wise also to follow in the lead of others. Sometimes people get tattoos simply because that's what the crowd's doing. And we are not to follow the crowd. Why? Because the crowd will lead us to do a multitude of things against God. And therefore we are to stand out, to be a peculiar people, an innocent people, and a people who shine as a light for the Lord. In all things, I believe, not only with tattoos, but with everything, Christians must ask, does it glorify God? Now you might say, "Kevin, are you saying that if I have a tattoo, I'm condemned?" No, I'm not making that judgment. And yet in that, what I am saying is that please think before, if you don't have, think before you get one. Because I don't know 100% how the Lord will look at that, but I do know that the Lord says we need to glorify Him with every aspect of our life. And I'm yet to see the way in which a tattoo might do that. One individual I know has a tattoo of the Lord's Supper across her back. It's a female. Okay? When is she going to show that? If she says, I'm going to glorify God with that. And now let's be honest. I don't think there's a setting where she can. Amen? So, again, we need to be people who focus on glorifying God. And with that, if an individual has a tattoo, I'm not saying that I look at you any different. Yet at the same time, I'm saying the influence that you might have in the world as a Christian might be hindered along the way. So think about those things if you do have, but also more specifically, if you do not have and would be considering getting one.